about business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight and humid with a low in the mid-60s. It is 88 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 6:06.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Thanks for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. About another 40 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. In our next 30 minutes, a profile of Kamala Harris, running over all the jobs she's had. We will also look into the very serious problem of women in the United States dying from pregnancy-related causes, particularly for black and brown women. We will hear one family's story coming up shortly on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have evening classical music with Destiny, which is always a ton of fun. Tonight, the Imposter Concerto. We will also hear a dazzling string quartet by Artur Schabel. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. It's followed by Jazz in the Night. Your guest host tonight is David Bassey. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around for Reveal at 7 o'clock. Followed by news from the BBC World Service. Mostly clear skies tonight, but humid conditions with lows only getting to the mid-60s. It is 88 degrees in Lawrence. It is 6:20.
And there's folks that don't play games and want to just see a great story.
Is VR really the future of entertainment? That story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Bright and early, tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m., Morning Edition comes your way on your KPR stations. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, providing access to news, information, and the arts for people who are blind or visually impaired across Kansas, Missouri, and nationwide. Learn how you can make an impact at reader.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up, presented to you by me, myself, and I. Mostly clear skies tonight, humid, lows in the mid-60s. It is 88 degrees in Topeka. It's 6:30.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered all flags on state property to be flown at half-staff in honor of a former Kansas House Speaker who died. Daniel Caudill has the details.
Former Kansas House Speaker Marvin William Barkus died at 81 earlier this month. The rural Miami County native served in the legislature from 1978 to 1992. He served as Speaker during the 1991 legislative session, the third Democrat to have ever held that position. He is perhaps best known for leading efforts to reform school finance laws during that time. In his obituary, Barkus is said to have loved reading, traveling, and spending time with friends and family. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A new proposed rule from the Biden administration is aimed at helping protect millions of workers from extreme heat. The rule would require employers to make a heat illness and injury prevention plan and learn how to respond if an employee shows signs of heat illness. Scott Blubaugh, president of American Farmers and Ranchers and the Oklahoma Farmers Union, says the rule is good common sense and includes practices he uses on his farm anyway.
You know, the devil's in the details, of course, but I didn't see anything that would give me any worry about the rule.
But the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Rob Mozell, says the organization doesn't like a one-size-fits-all approach and that many operators are already taking measures. The American Farm Bureau Federation says it's still analyzing the proposed rule and engaging with members to form the organization's comment to the proposal. A new forecast out of Wichita State University projects the Kansas population to continue to age in the coming decades. Over the next 50 years, the state's 65 and older population is expected to grow more than twice as quickly as the Kansans under 20. Jonathan Norris is a research economist at WSU's Center for Economic Development and Business Research.
You can see things like increased public health care costs. You can see things like shifts in what kinds of housing is in demand, which is something that policymakers really need to think about, is how are we going to meet the requirements of this aging workforce?
Overall, Kansas population growth is expected to continue to slow in the coming decades, but enter a new wave of growth around 2050. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Women in the United States are dying from pregnancy-related causes more often than in other high-income nations. For black and brown women, death rates are even higher. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga of the Kansas News Service tells us the story of one Kansas mother who recently died of maternal sepsis.
Crystal Anderson was a pill.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, reporting on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. For more KNS stories, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day, July 24th. From tiny toads to big cats, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation. Details at topekazoo.org.
Stay with us. Following All Things Considered on your KPR1 stations, news headlines followed by 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next we have Reveal. Mostly clear skies tonight, but humid. Lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, but humid. Highs in the lower 90s. It's 10 minutes before 7.
Crime thriller Blue Lights, set in the streets of modern Belfast. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Virtual reality technology has come a long way, but is it really the future of entertainment? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host is Jay Schaefer. Get caught up on all the news from overnight, whether it's from around the world, around the nation, or around the region.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We have classical music coming up in just a moment. Destiny is your host till 9 o'clock. Then it's Jazz in the Night with special guest host David Bassey for you tonight. Bob McWilliams returns later in the week. We are expecting humid conditions tonight, but mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, with a high in the lower 90s, still humid. It's 87 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 7:01, and news headlines are next.